accuse others of. How long has it been since you had to change wrist with that band that you accused someone of something? Had a youth director when I was at Tuckerman that made trips with me. We to the hospital, to evangelism conferences, to state conventions and different deals. And one day he said to me, "Have you ever noticed that everyone that drives slower than you are stupid? And everyone that drives faster than you are idiots." I said, "Why don't you sit on your side of the truck and keep your mouth shut?" Have you ever done that? Here you get behind, you're in the curves and you get behind a 35 mile an hour. And when you get to a straight stretch where you could pass them, they take off and you say, "Stupid." Or you're driving along the speed limit or five over, and here somebody zooms around you, Bill, on a no passing zone. Usually they got Oklahoma tags. They zoom around you on a no passing zone. You're from Oklahoma, aren't you? And you say, "Idiot." So everybody that drives slower and you is stupid, and everybody that drives faster than you are idiots, and you have to change your band again because you have criticized. You got to put it on the other hand because you have found yourself criticizing. Now this is what the scripture teaches. That when we criticize folks, the Lord is spotlighting. He is using that critical remark to spotlight a blind spot in our own life that we are guilty of. That we are guilty of. When we say, "They just want to make it about them." Have you ever said that? They just want to make it about them. And here the Bible says, when I say that, are you hearing me? When I say that, I've got a blind spot in my own life that in reality I'm trying to make it about me. Did you see it? Did you see it? Well, this is what Romans 2, verse 1 says. "Therefore, thou art inexcusable." That's a pretty big word, but I know what that means. That I don't have any excuse. "Therefore, thou art inexcusable." I don't have any excuse for the judging in my own life. I don't have any excuse for not, Bill, for not giving folks slack when they need it. So when Lee burns the biscuits, give her a little slack. She ever burn them? No. I won't put you on there. "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that," here's our word, "judges." Now my Bible defines that word judge as criticize. someone. Here we go. God change her again. Because we have criticized someone. Not to their face, but in front of someone else. Thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest, oh no, let's take that part out. Let's just tear that out of the Bible. What does that say? What does that say? You, me, do the same thing. That's what it says. I didn't make that up. We do the very same thing. You get that in your mind? We criticize someone and the Lord said, you do the same thing. Sounds like my wife talking. When I criticize someone, you do the same. I do not. You do the same thing. You do the same thing. They're stingy. You do the same thing. They talk about people. You do the same thing. They don't spend enough time with their kids. You do the same thing. They don't treat their wife right. You do the same thing. That's hard for me to swallow. But that's what it says. Thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. Now when I was reading through this, I said, Lord, what about judging the fruit? Well, he said, that's not what we're talking about here. That's talking about the lost and the saved. Let's get back to your point here. Let's get back to where you're at here. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to, there's a good word, truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that thou judgest them which do such things and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Do you think that God's not going to spotlight that? Or despises thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering? Now, man, he is cutting deep. I mean, he's plowing deep here. What about the grace in our own lives? Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impotent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. I want to read it out of the Amplified Version, and then we'll quit. Therefore, you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whosoever or whoever you are, who judges and condemns another. For in posing as judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same thing that you censor and denounce. But we know that the judgment, adverse verdict, sentence of God falls justly and in accordance with truth upon those who practice such things. And do you think or imagine, O man, when you judge and condemn those who practice such things and yet do them yourselves, that you will escape God's judgment and elude his sentence and adverse verdict? Or are you so blind? There's a good one. Are you so blind as to trifle with and presume upon and despise and underestimate the wealth of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering patience? Are you unmindful of actually are actually ignorant of the fact that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance, to change your mind and inner man to accept God's will. But by your callous stubbornness and impotence of heart, you are storing up wrath and indignation for yourself on the day of wrath and indignation. Let's stand together. I want to dismiss our candidate for baptism to be get prepared right now for baptism. I want to give you an invitation, if you're here today and lost, that you would accept Christ as your Savior today. If God's dealing with your heart to become a part of this fellowship, perhaps to follow the Lord in baptism or to transfer your membership here, we give you an invitation to do that. Brother Shane, I want you to come, and you're going to handle the invitation as we prepare for the baptism.